And how do you when you're leaving someone, friend, you say
goodbye.
Yeah, anything else?
So long. see you later.
Okay.
See you soon.
Okay. Let's use a now. See that? That's it. That's the. And we still have a few minutes, so we'll talk a little bit more about the Mormons. Tell me about this this school system, this university system.
How it was developed?
Yeah, and well, especially with respect to the church.
They started. Well, education's always been very important to the Mormons, so they started up universities or small colleges in, I guess, about 15 or 20 towns, all through Utah, Dixie College, Snow College, a bunch of them, Rooks College in Idaho, mm-hmm. Mesa College in Arizona. They started up, I guess, 15 colleges.
Are all of these still going?
The church had to turn all of them over, or did turn all of them over, except for Rick's College in Idaho.
But they're all still...
Yeah,
they're all going.
Okay.
You were telling me before about the organization of the church. Could you tell... Why don't you tell me some things about the Mormon church that might be useful to me in working with Utah speech and Utah...
Oh, the terms they use, or just,
yeah.
The organization, like a ward.
Yeah, a ward. Just a vocabulary. Can you kind of go through and give me something of the Mormon vocabulary?
Okay, so there would be a ward, which is the smallest organization. It's just mm-hmm. sort of a neighborhood mm-hmm. organization, and then usually there are five or six wards that make up a stake, and then stakes to regions.
What's a stake now?
The stake is
a set of wards.
Yes.
All right.
Well, let's see what else. Utah speech. Relief Society is the women's organization. What else do we have?
Do women participate in missionary?
Yes,
mission,
they do.
Missionary? Mm-hmm. Are they expected to do the same thing that men are?
The expectation's not as great among them, though.
How does that work? Tell me about your sisters.
Oh, I had one sister go on a mission to London. Women go on missions at a later age. They go at 21.
Mm-hmm.
Males go at 19.
Mm-hmm. For 2 years?
For 2 years.
And it's really like military service. I mean, it's kind of an obligation to the community, really.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess mm-hmm. that's what they determine.
How many of your... did most of your friends do this, the kids you went to school with, were Mormons?
They were sort of a seedy lot, so I guess not many of them did.
Okay.
About half of them did.
Right.
Now, since I went, I mean, it seems that many more go.
Is there any, it's kind of like the Peace Corps. she just ring doorbell.
Yeah, that's right.
But is there any vocabulary, is there a vocabulary of missionary?
Oh, yeah, there should be a book on that.
Okay, well, just tell me some of this stuff.
Knocking doors,
yeah.
I guess, let's see. Discussions, that is, wait, there's a prepared discussions, or maybe not so much now.
Yeah.
For people who aren't smart enough to mm-hmm. figure it out for themselves,
yeah.
They have prepared discussions for them to memorize.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard for me to. Most of my vocabulary in that is in Spanish.
Yep. If these Guatemalans were Catholics, were you trying to convert them from Catholicism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. And so, but did you only work with peasants, or did you work with all kinds of people?
Yeah, anybody who'd let us talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, I meant just peasants.
How did you do?
In terms of conversions,
yeah.
About 40, I guess, in 2 years.
And you're going down there this summer.
Yeah, to visit.
To see how many are still. Do you have a church? Is there a church there? A Mormon church?
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
A lot of Mormon churches in Guatemala.
I guess they have maybe 15,000 members now.